Welcome back. Smart growth, people per acre, Derry Brownfield's article, just to conclude the thought. So he's talking about the numbers drawing from the Sierra Club website back in 2002. For example, Minnesota's Twin Cities density is 1,800 people per square mile. But with smart growth, it should grow to 3,000 people per square mile. Portland is now has a density of 3,000 people per square mile, but should be at least as dense as Los Angeles, 5,600 people per square mile. LA should improve its density to that of Chicago's 16,000 people per square mile. What? The Sierra Club website indicates that the efficient urban density is 500 households per acre. An acre is only slightly over 200 feet square. So Manhattan, with only 52,000 people per square mile, has a ways to go before it reaches smart growth perfection. 500 households per acre. I mean, if you go stand in an acre, I mean, you can see what that means. I mean, it's what China has been doing. It's the iPhone city model, essentially. That's what multi-use garbage is. You can live upstairs and work downstairs if you're fortunate enough to work. Maybe we'll just, you know, zoom you in. Like the, what is it, the Noomi telepresence robots? Daily Star, coronavirus robots replace students at Zoom graduation ceremony due to outbreak in Tokyo. Graduate students at Business Breakthrough University in Tokyo, Japan, weren't allowed to attend their graduation ceremony over fears of spreading. See how fast that happened? See, James Corbett talked about that, right? Everything was fine until the Olympics was officially called off, I think the same day that James did that video. And then suddenly, oh my goodness, be afraid. Be very afraid. Have the numbers skyrocketed yet in Japan? Because that was a thing that I said you could expect to see happen as well. Probably. Because we're going to get... Nah, it's not nearly to the level of the rest of the world. Anyway, speaking of the numbers, you know, again... South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem talked about this issue of population density, and as I've mentioned many times, so did Thomas Jefferson. It was a recipe for sickness. Now, South Dakota is one of the few states, CNN reported 8, but I think it's down to what, like 5 or 6 now, I want to say. South Dakota has not imposed the official lockdown yet. And guess what? Somehow, miraculously, South Dakotans still have only 240 cases and 2 deaths reported, according to the official Holy Grail, Johns Hopkins. By the way, Gates Foundation has donated to Johns Hopkins too, right? Data dashboard. So how is that possible? Because according to Bill Gates, I mean, if you don't lock down the whole country, then say you only have 100 cases, then, you know, in a day it grows by 33%. And at that rate, basically in a month, the entire state of South Dakota would have the coronavirus, which is, I think, preposterous. The magical 33% growth that materializes out of nowhere. Somehow, folks in South Dakota have managed, and you look at these states, you know, where people aren't stacked on top of one another. Alaska, 185 cases. That's what's reported anyway. Wyoming, 200. North Dakota, 207. South Dakota, 240. And the joke in North and South Dakota has always been North Dakota. You know, we used to joke growing up in Montana, there's a sign at the border that says, turn the lights off when you leave. Montana, 298. West Virginia, 324. I mean, how is that possible? You know, population density in West Virginia is a little more significant. Nebraska, Hawaii has a significant population density. How is it that they don't have more cases? So, you know, there is more to this discussion. There is nuance. And in places where you have millions of people, at least a million, and less than 1,000 cases, and maybe a handful of deaths, and those are possibly suspect anyway, because again, even the CDC mentions officially that the numbers are padded, essentially. I'll get into that in a little bit. So, you know, speaking of that, some folks have written, I think James Corbett even wrote about Dr. Jay Bhattacharya over at Stanford and some of the things that he said. Peter Robinson, his Uncommon Knowledge, you know, Hoover Institution series, interviewed Dr. Bhattacharya. And basically, Bhattacharya, who has, as Peter Robinson mentioned in the March 27 interview, has he is as qualified or arguably more qualified than either of the folks at the podium, Fauci and Birx, to weigh in on the subject, and he disagrees with Fauci, you know, because of his unique background. Anyway, maybe we'll get into that more. For now, let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have Glenn?
Hear me?
Good morning,
I'm here,
Glenn.
Chris.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Somebody had a button pushed, I guess. I don't know. But, no, I say the spread of disease has always been a function of population density. There's nothing new about that. You know, and I'm sure the bad guys, whether old school or new school, or, you know, will make use of these crises and stuff like that. And, you know, these things are going to happen. I mean, you know, I think we're in the time of the beginning of sorrows, you know, prior to the advent of the false prophet and the Antichrist and the return of Christ and all that. And things are going to be pretty yucky in the world. And some of this is by, you know, the judging hand of God. It's not just these manipulators. You know, I'm always fond of Robert Burns, that line from his poem To a Mouse, you know, the best laid plans, O mice and men, gung up a glay, often go awry. God is able to make these plans of the wicked go awry and to lessen the effects of these sorts of things or to increase them. You know, if we eventually see big geophysical problems like earthquakes, volcanoes, meteorites, and sea risings and stuff like that, it can all happen. But for the moment, in our societies, we're dealing with this stuff in a human context. And I just heard a nurse railing from yesterday, you know, about people poo-pooing this and making it seem like there's not much of anything really going on. Well, people are dying. And there's this phenomenon of well-distanced armchair quarterbacks with no school or no skin in the game, you know, poo-pooing everything, you know, safely from a distance. Well, you know, I have a neighbor who's a maintenance director at a nursing home, and all of a sudden, poof, the other night, they had like 9 cases, you know, pop up quickly that they had to work to isolate within the facility. And, you know, thus far, nobody had died or even been hospitalized, but it had just been diagnosed. And there seems to be this attitude that, oh, well, these people have pre-existing health conditions, or they're elderly, they got 1 foot in a grave and 1 foot in a banana peel, you know, they're going to die anyway, no big deal. The fact is, if it weren't for the coronavirus, then they probably wouldn't have died, and they would live, you know, live longer. I know of I saw a story on the news the other night about a male RN that looked to be in his 30s who died. And then just like yesterday here in the Philadelphia area, a nursing assistant who passed away and who stayed on his highly lucrative $12 an hour job helping older people and dealing with diapers and feedings and stuff like that, and stayed in there and in a nursing home here in West Philly and caught the coronavirus and died. Well, these people were heroic. I often think back to the Ebola situation in Sierra Leone, where I saw people without, you know, much of anything in the way of PPE, walking around in wading boots, taking care of these people dying from Ebola. You know, regardless of who's manipulating anything politically in the background, regardless of what, you know, evil plans they may have for the future, this is happening now, and these are real human lives. And that, yes, there are people dying who would not otherwise die had this not occurred. And they're hanging in there and dealing with it. You know, so, you know, safely distanced armchair quarterbacks with no skin in the game can sit back and poo-poo everything, but they're not helping anybody. Are you there, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand your point.
I heard somebody referring to some woman who bought herself a motorhome and plans on fleeing, you know, when the civil disorder breaks out. She's referred to as a hero. How is she a hero? She's got money. She's a narcissist.
Who referred to her as a hero? You didn't. I didn't. Who did?
No, an acquaintance of hers. And I thought, how is she a hero? She's a narcissist who plans to flee to save her own skin. Okay? And whereas it's the people who are gowning up, gloving up, the doctors, the nurses, you know, the people who are actually helping the people suffering. And even if they're not going to die, plenty of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are going to get sick and suffer and be in hospital beds until they recover and need assistance. Some will need to be on vents. Most will not. But nonetheless, they still need care. And, you know,
no one's disputing that. Actually, it's the establishment that's pushing this false narrative or this inflated narrative that says that maybe we're going to issue the universal DNR or what's the counterpart?
Of course.
CPR.
Sure, they hate God. They hate humanity. Of course, they're going to do that. This is a windfall for them. They've managed to squelch the... protests in Hong Kong. They squelched any hope
of
protests.
I think those are dubious.
China.
Color revolution, dubious. In my opinion.
Well, again, people could be maybe manipulating, but the people in the streets are not all. They may be dupes for someone who's manipulating an agenda, but there's always going to be manipulators. You know, I don't know that grassroots revolution, you know, is ever, totally, you know, perfectly pure. Any movement, these people ride waves and manipulate things. Yes, but it's certainly whatever was the genesis of the Hong Kong protests or the red yellow vest protests in France and stuff. Certainly, it's been snuffed out now by this, and we're all in this together. And it goes, and Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister of the UK, just came out and said, once again, we need a global government. Of course they did, but there's going to be global government. And you know why?
The talk of float, that's been floated temporarily. We should do that temporarily, maybe. What?
It's already being done temporarily. I read the back of the book. And we win. I'm a monarchist, and my monarch is going to rule this place. But first, the false monarch is going to raise his ugly head and raise Cain for the Daniel 70th week for 7 years, and then my monarch is going to rule. So there will be a global government. There will be monarchy, but it'll be, and the nations will be ruled with a rod of iron, but they will be ruled justly and mercifully by Jesus.
Right on. Yep.
Here we go. All this stuff. And in the meantime, we are all, the wages of sin is death. We are all under God's judgment of death. We all have a capital sentence. And Jesus came not to rescind the first death, but to save us from the second death. So, yes.
And this is...
Billions.
Yeah.
Millions
and
billions are going to die.
Many people are sort of calling that to mind. Anyway,
what's that?
Yes,
what
a
is?
Good reminder.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, millions and billions are going to die, and what ultimately, it, you know, is appointed unto all men once to die, and then the judgment.
Right. Like I've said recently, though, the thing that we're seeing is this notion that death does not exist, this sort of pan syndrome, and no one dies, as I've commented recently, except for high profile celebrities. That's the impression that you get. And, you know, everyone can live forever according to the devil, and, you know, all people are created equal, except again in Orwell's, you know, Animal Farm fashion, some animals are more equal than others. Anyway, thank you,
right.
Glenn.
So anyway, let's go with these, praying fervently that God may frustrate the plans of the wicked and turn back this, and then maybe leave us with something less draconian than otherwise might occur if they had their way.
Indeed.
Thank you, Chris.
Indeed. Thanks, Glenn. Much appreciated, as always. Much appreciated. Yeah, I don't think that the armchair folks are, you know, again, you know, we shouldn't be pitted against one another. Right now, people should be talking sensibly, peaceably and peacefully with one another in our local communities and saying, you know, what do you think? I mean, again, if we're drifting toward where we're all sort of vacuumed into this tractor beam of global government, you know, speaking of Art Thompson, I agree with him. It's simple. You know, these people, whoever they are and, you know, whatever faction they fall into or views they espouse, beyond these two, it usually boils down to the two that Art Thompson mentioned, which is they are, you know, hostile to God. They're anti-God, anti-creator of the universe, and they are one world government types, and it comes down to that, because, you know, there's this character, like Glenn said, that's going to be, you know, the imposter monarch who arrives on the stage, and there's a time frame, you know, and the Bible says that his time is short. So sometimes we see pushes like this. Hey, we got to get stuff done, we're on time. So all the theatrics sort of fades away, and then you see this kind of stuff. Anyway, I think people should be talking in their local communities so that maybe we could do something along the lines of what Glenn said there at the end, the quote there at the end. So back to the phones. Jerry in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Jerry.
I hope everyone is as well as can be expected. It's interesting to listen to comments and how things play out. I've lost track of him, but I knew a gentleman, we were good friends. He had a small business back northeast of Austin, oh goodness, 35 mm-hmm. years ago, I guess. He was had been a history teacher, and he made several comments when I knew him, visited with him. One of them was, you know, I was talking about the state of our government and how things were going. He said, after a while, government gets so big, it starts feeding on itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me a while to really comprehend, and I don't know if I still fully comprehend, but think about that, folks. You know, our water system, you know, he said, their goal of powers is there's some music.
Yeah.
Can I hold on for a few minutes?
Absolutely. Yep. Stick around. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel.
All the power is in the people. And to the extent that government becomes alienated from the people, does things that people don't want, power is transferred until you finally come to a police state, totalitarian state, whatever word you want to give it, where the desires of the people really have no consequence. They go out and they vote. Doesn't make any difference which candidate they elect.
Edwin Vieira, America, Freedom to Fascism. Aaron Russo. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, he made a comment. I'm trying to get away from all my animals, but they seem to be following me, or I'm going the wrong direction. So, folks,
we understand.
I beg your pardon on patience. Anyway, he made the comment that all the water for domestic use, their goal, and I never did ask him whose goal it was, the U.S. government, the U.N., whatever. Now, this is back in the, I guess, late 80s, folks, that all the water for domestic use, their goal was to bring it from surface water, do away with all the deep wells and subterranean water and and put in a humongous water system, rural water system, which is gradually developed here in Texas. Everywhere you look, there's new water lines or old water lines. And you know, what better way to control people than provide them water and all of a sudden cut it off? But I'm going to give him credit for the next statement. I don't remember if it was him or not. But somewhere down the a few years ago, or several, somebody made the comment, not only was verbal, if I read it, the goal was to put all the small businesses, mom and pop businesses, out of business. Mm-hmm. Make it where all people were employees, were either big corporations or work for the government. So, you know, IBM, Dell, the automobile manufacturers, all these big people, when they make payroll, whether it's once a week, every 2 weeks, or twice a month, once a month, whenever, as soon as they cut payroll, they have to cut a check to the IRS. They get their cut. Now, the little mom and pop, they may make quarterly payments, semi-annual payment or biannual, whichever way, every 6 months or once a year, and they want the money. These people, they want their money now. How many people, you look at this bailout that we're supposed to be getting. I'm self-employed. Of course, I'm retired. I get my Social Security and what have you. But I'm self-employed. I'm not eligible for this this bailout money. People that are self-employed, that they're not necessarily included in that. How many of these little brick-and-mortar stores and small manufacturers that are support to big manufacturers, automotive, electronic industry, whatever, that build components for the end manufacturer, how many of them are going to go out of business because of this? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting some new SBA loans to help you through this short time. But I read the other day, they're going to double the interest rates of what the normal SBA interest rate loan for those loans are. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. Yep. Sorry, I sound like a broken record, but, you know, so we're going to end up with a new norm. I don't know. You're either going to work for big government, or big corporations, which is going to be controlled by government and a fascist system. Mm-hmm. Folks, I don't know. It scares the heck out of me for a lot of people.
Yeah. And as, you know, folks have mentioned from today on back to, you know, my favorite example is Andrew Jackson. People who are just living their daily lives, just trying to, you know, make an honest living and provide for their family and stuff, not trying to conquer the world or any crazy thing like that, don't have time to keep up with all of this stuff, let alone, you know, go voice their, you know, petition for a redress of grievances, assembling themselves, you know, and so forth. Yeah.
There's a music again. Look up and research Resolution Trust Corporation that was formed in 1987, and look at that. Yeah. If you're not familiar with it, it was interesting. Have a good week, people. Pray for our country and pray for one another. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jerry. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. This is a rush.
Happy days.
This is a rush. Welcome with me. This is a rush.
Happy days.
This is a rush.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. What Jerry said about the water specifically, yes, look up the Resolution Trust Corporation. That's a thread and an interesting story as well. But what Jerry said about the water reminds me of... what Dr. Tom Cowan said about the, you know, that you can find that clip on YouTube. I think it's Thomas Cowan's coronavirus hypothesis. And, you know, his website, I think, is fourfoldhealing.com. Anyway, so, you know, his synopsis, and that makes me think of, I was planning on playing some more of that Naval Concepts of Chemical and Biological Warfare from 1952. Maybe we should do that, because we should throw in a few excerpts of that, because you have, okay, so when you think about the surface water, you know, obviously the subsurface, the subterranean water, or whatever you want to call it, has the benefit of being filtered, essentially. It has the added benefit of not being manipulated through plants, treatment plants, and things like that. But also, let me see, I wonder if this is this the spot. Yeah, that works. Maybe we'll do this real fast before we go back to the phones. Naval concepts of chemical and biological warfare. It also has the added benefit of not experiencing this influence. Not that, you know, anybody would want to release a biological weapon from, you know, a Windows desktop or anything, or maybe a Surface, speaking of Surface. A Surface tablet or something like that. Not that anyone's spoken about that. I mean, I just don't understand how people, you know, what I don't understand is how Chris Wallace could have Bill Gates on. And again, I mentioned Tom Inglesby, was that last week? Fox News Sunday, and this Fox News Sunday has Bill Gates himself on. And he says, you know, what did he say? The way that he introduces that, and you think, I thought, oh, he's going to talk about the Event 201 stuff. Nope. The public is getting absolutely gaslighted. So you have Tom Inglesby, the guy who leads the thing on Fox News Sunday. Chris Wallace, you're a shill. I mean, I hope your father wasn't entirely a shill, but you certainly are. And it's disappointing. It's just absolutely disgraceful. Disgraceful. You're absolutely a shill, 100%. Which is really unfortunate. People make fun of Roger Ailes, but at least there were some things that still came out. And Fox News is just, you know, now it's a pan syndrome mouthpiece. It's being completely bent into that. And I'm not saying it was never, you know, it's always been part of this balkanizing theatrical charade, kabuki theater nonsense. I'm not denying that, but at least there are things that came out, and now you can see that even those little vestiges, those pockets of what you might even be able to argue as honest journalism, are being eviscerated and destroyed there, as with everywhere else, obviously. Anyway, listen to this. Go ahead, please.
Accordingly, in April 1952, the USS Tercel cruised along some 100 miles of coastline, spraying 250 pounds of fluorescent tracer particles. The operation lasted about 8 hours. Sampling tests made throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia indicated that an area of some 20,000 square miles received these particles. Proving that it is possible to contaminate extremely large land areas by releasing sprays at sea under the proper weather conditions. In an actual attack, the spray would be released from either a submarine submerged to periscope depth or from an aircraft cruising at low altitude.
Huh. Well, by golly, isn't that something? Have we seen planes spraying things? You know, that was 1952, so obviously cruising at low altitude, but have things been sprayed? No, that's not stratospheric aerosol injection. What are you talking about? That's hypothetical. You know? It's all entirely hypothetical, right? So, Harvard's solar geoengineering research program is entirely hypothetical. Anyway. So, you know, obviously that's the danger. That's one of the dangers. I mean, even if you're going to say it's not, you know, we have to consider all enemies foreign and domestic. But, you know, let's just set aside domestic for a minute because we always do that. You know, the press gaslights you. The mainstream press gaslights you on the fact that there is the possibility of domestic enemies. Or you either get gaslighted or you are the enemy. I am the enemy. You know, who those of us who try to say, wait a minute, this seems like an encroachment. This seems like a problem. Andrew Jackson, listen to these words, speaking of him, before we go back to the phones real quick. When in his March 4, 1837 farewell address, he said at the outset, my public life has been a long one, and I cannot hope that it has at all times been free from errors. How honest. But I have the consolation of knowing that if mistakes have been committed, they have not seriously injured the country I so anxiously endeavored to serve. And at the moment when I surrender my last public trust, I leave this great people prosperous and happy in the full enjoyment of what? Liberty and peace, and honored and respected by every nation around the every nation of the world. I leave this great people prosperous and happy in the full enjoyment of liberty and peace, and honored and respected by every nation of the world. That's quite a statement. And, you know, I can imagine how that would be borrowed these days. But he went on to explain, like I said, that, you know, the laboring class, so to speak, have no time to assemble themselves. Many powerful interests are continually at work to produce heavy duties in on commerce and to swell the revenue beyond the real necessities of the public service, and the country has already felt the injurious effects of their combined influence. They succeeded in obtaining tariffs of duties bearing most oppressively on the agricultural and laboring classes of society, and producing a revenue that could not be usefully employed within the range of powers conferred upon Congress. And in order to fasten upon the people this unjust and unequal system of taxation, extravagant schemes of internal improvement were got up in various quarters to squander the money and to purchase support. This obviously continues to this day. Just ask Deborah Birx about the PEPFAR. What is it? President's Emergency Program for AIDS Relief or something like that. Get the acronym entirely. So, you know, this is not a new issue. And the difficulties and challenges that we face now were the same then. They've been the same, you know, coming forward. And there are these moments of opportunity. Speaking of Tom Cowan, you know, we're sort of combining things where we have this uptick in electrical output, as he talked about, and referring specifically to Arthur Furstenberg's book, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. We have that going on, and we also have these, you know, this latest episode happening to, I believe, coincide with that. However those fit together exactly. You know, and on top of that, you have the business plot aspect, I would argue, where, you know, you have the crisis of 1929, for example, that leads to this crushing subjugation of the American spirit, so to speak. And you know, the depiction that we see of that today is that it was not a picture of people banding together and figuring things out, working together, but it goes from bread lines to Rosie the Riveter, essentially. And the big takeaway, in my opinion, in this context is that you have the fomented panic of 1929 that leads then to, in, you know, opportunities of crisis fashion, because that's what these guys do, what Thomas McNeice described in his report to the Reese Committee. And the way McNeice put it in his report titled The Economics of the Public Interest, he said that he wrote, these original studies of the public interest disclose that during the 4 years, 1933 to 36, a change took place which was so drastic as to constitute a revolution. Beginning of the World Revolutionary Movement. So I would argue, you know, this could be considered the second American Revolution. They also indicated, McNeice wrote conclusively, that the responsibility for the economic welfare of the American people had been transferred heavily to the executive branch of the federal government. And I always want to clarify and say administrative. That a corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community. You mean education should be managed by the local community? Yeah, everything should. Because this is our community. We're not, again, as Governor Noem said, this is not New York. It's not all New York City. No offense to New Yorkers, obviously. But it's not all New York, and there are reasons that, you know, people settle in one place rather than another. They also indicated conclusively that the responsibility for the economic welfare of the American people had been transferred heavily to the executive branch of the federal government, that a corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community. You know what else the Gates Foundation has invested in significantly? Charter schools and education. Everybody knows what Charlotte Isserby has said about charter schools, right? What a trap that is. Corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community, and that this revolution had occurred without violence and with the full consent of an overwhelming majority of the electorate, which didn't make any sense to these guys. So McNeice wrote, in seeking to explain this unprecedented phenomenon, back when unprecedented meant something, subsequent studies pursued by the staff clearly showed it could not have occurred peacefully or with the consent of the majority unless education in the United States had been prepared in advance to endorse it. And the takeaway, I think, for me anyway, is, and I think that getting back to sort of what Glenn and I were talking about, whether you believe that every social uprising or whatever is part of a contrived effort, or whether they start one way and then are conscripted in COINTELPRO sort of fashion, it seems clear that when you listen to someone like John Adams or Thomas McNeice from his report to the Reese Committee, that this issue of education, being able to talk to one another, the pamphleteers is what we hear about from the American Revolutionary period. And again, I understand the controversy, not setting that aside. But, you know, informing one another, it's a difficult thing, and I think in my experience it's something that, you know, if we're going to have conversations, those happen individually, and you know, bad guys study this kind of stuff. Malcolm Gladwell's the sanitized version, you know, the tipping point, the viral spread of a social trend. Bad guys know. And they know the power of that. You know, again, I mean, bad guys have said over and over, nothing is more powerful than an idea. James Corbett's TED Talk, you know, the net is mightier than the sword. And I think you could say that the pen is mightier than the sword and the net is mightier than the pen. So it is a net after all. So we need to be wise to that. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
It's taking a little time. Lynn in Philly had it pretty correct. I'm going to tell everybody where we're at in the stream of time from Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him or to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That happened 70 years after Christ's crucifixion. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. For ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, that's happening right now, and kingdom against kingdom, right now. And there shall be famines and pestilence, coronavirus, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's where we're at right now. We're at the beginning of sorrows, birth pains. That's where we're at in the stream of time. These are the beginning of sorrows. Then, shortly thereafter, it'll progress. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. That are the Christians that keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus, and the testimony of Jesus is prophecy. So I'm giving you prophecy right now. And there shall many be offended. They don't want to hear this. And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's Christians that will be hating Christians. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto the nations. In other words, the word has to go to the four corners of the life of the earth, the globe. And that's what Christians, their job and duty. Then shall the end come. When ye therefore... Is the break coming up?
Yep.
When ye therefore...
Stick around, folks.
Yep. I'll wait.
Yeah, stick around, folks. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.